Rich Kimball here with you. Happy to be joined on the telephone this afternoon by the commissioner of the Colonial Athletic Association, Joe D'Antonio. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Well, Rich, thanks for having me. Hope you're doing well today.
Absolutely. It's a challenging time, I would think, to be a commissioner right now with so much going on.
That is a safe statement. There's an awful lot happening right now. Yes, one day at a time.
Absolutely. And already I give credit to the CAA. You and your staff does a wonderful job, but you've really been out in front of this thing from the get-go and have already made some adjustments to schedules for some other sports as we enter the fall season.
Well, that's correct. We were very proactive early on as it relates to our full CAA membership. Obviously, University of Maine plays in our CAA football conference. But in the 10 full-member CAA conference, we implemented an option called the EFM, the Extreme Flexibility Model, to really give our Olympic sport regular season programs an opportunity to implement a regular season schedule that was going to be most applicable to the wants, needs, and desires of each individual institution, and focusing on the safety and welfare of our student-athletes, coaches, and other folks involved in the athletic department, as well as a secondary focus on really limiting travel around that extreme flexibility model. When I say limiting travel, keeping people off of airplanes, a lot of day trips to play games, and keeping people out of hotels. And the way we did that within the model was really to emphasize that a true conference schedule did not exist, and that each institution had the flexibility to produce their own schedule with the guideline of establishing a schedule where you would play the NCAA minimum number of contests in that sport. And then because we knew we were going to have such a disjointed regular season, the conference came out a little later and announced that we would be inviting all of our programs, all of our Olympic sport fall programs and spring programs to the conference championship events. So in a time where we saw some conferences eliminating championships, and in a period where we saw other conferences downsizing their championship field, we made an announcement to actually expand our championship field, knowing that the regular season had the potential to be so disjointed. So those are some of the things, Rich, in response to your question, that we've done to date.
Football seems to be changing almost on a daily basis. Late last week, the Ivy League announced they were canceling fall sports. Now the Patriot League has jumped in. Some FBS conferences are talking about canceling non-conference games. What's the status, well, as of right now at 5:30 or so today, for the CAA in football?
Well, we certainly have great respect for those conferences that have chosen to make those decisions, and they've obviously done that in the best interest of their conference. We're meeting on a daily basis with any combination of our board of directors, our athletic directors, our medical professionals, just continuing to monitor the landscape and making sure that we are making the best possible decisions that we can for the CAA. And certainly as we make those decisions, we're making them under the guidelines of ensuring that we have the health, welfare, and safety of our campus communities at the forefront of any decisions that we're making.
Is there the possibility, if you're able to go this season, of shifting to a regional schedule for football?
Well, there most certainly is. And I think we've been pretty open and public with the fact that one of the things that we've been looking at for quite some time now is alternative football schedules. Some of those could be regionally based. Some of them could see home-and-home series played between teams, which is obviously something that the NFL does within their divisions, but you usually don't see in a college football atmosphere. So we have a lot of different options that we've said we're looking at and are continuing to explore. And I would suggest to you that if and when the time comes that we need to pivot into one of those options, that we'll be ready to do so.
Maine is in an interesting situation. Our numbers are very low, very good. We've done a pretty good job containing this thing so far. But obviously, when you travel outside of the state, situations get different. Protocols would have to be in place. But what's the biggest obstacle? Is it testing, the costs associated with that? What are the biggest concerns of, let's go with presidents first, but also athletic directors?
Well, I think one of the things we're seeing, Rich, is the answer to that question, especially if you're talking about the opinions of presidents and the opinions of athletic directors, the answer could be different. You could have 12 different answers from 12 different schools
right.
to what their most primary concern is. What I would tell you is I've been saying, since about a month into this, going back to mid-April, that this to me really boils down to, and you may have read this, a cost and complexity matter.
Right.
And I think that every one of us, whether this is related to sports or whether this is in your personal life, I think every one of us had hoped that by the time we got to 4 months outside of mid-March, that we'd be looking at a situation where the cost and complexities associated with dealing with the pandemic had greatly mitigated. And the unfortunate reality for all of us, again, this has nothing to do with sports, this is just in life. Unfortunately, for many of us, the cost and complexity associated with the pandemic is not only not mitigated, but they've really gotten more severe. And what I've started to tell people is even those entities that can afford to deal with the cost, many of them are having significant difficulties dealing with the complexities. And as you look at whether it's a restart of athletics, or a restart of just life in general, that to me is where the biggest concerns lie at the present time.
We're talking with CAA Commissioner Joe D'Antonio. If you're unable to go this fall, some schools, some conferences have talked about spring football. Is that realistic? And if you do that, would that mean some adjustments to the schedule for the fall of 21?
Both good questions. Let me take them one at a time. First and foremost, as it relates to the spring, if we were to get to a point where we were exploring the spring, it's a little premature, Rich, to give you a global statement today that it's 100% something we can do.
Right.
Is it 100% something we could look into? Absolutely. And I feel pretty confident in some of the schedule models that we built, the alternative schedule models that we built for the fall, that we could certainly just take those schedule models and use them in many of our spring discussions, because we would certainly be looking at alternative schedule scenarios there. As it relates to how could playing a spring season impact next fall, and is that a factor that makes playing in the spring not viable, those are questions I think that everyone's going to have to take a little bit of a deeper dive on, especially as it relates to consulting with medical personnel, and understanding what that could actually mean. Because not just in football, but almost, I would say especially in football, but really for all sports, the rest and recovery situation is really something that is a very important matter. It needs to be taken very serious. So, we'd have to do a totality of the circumstances analysis, I think, as it would relate to all of those issues before arriving at a final decision as it relates to the spring.
As commissioner, are you getting much guidance from the NCAA, or have they left this up to individual conferences and schools?
Well, we're certainly getting some guidance from the NCAA and some of the resocialization of sport documentation that the NCAA has put out from a medical standpoint. I'm fairly certain those are public documents. You could go on the NCAA website and view those. So there certainly has been some recommended guidance. I would suggest to you that if you're asking questions as to whether or not the NCAA right now has provided the membership with a sweeping, broad brush stroke of you need to do this, or we're going to do this, similar to what happened back in March where the NCAA canceled the spring championships, those types of decisions have not been made. and it might be a little premature even now to try to guess as to whether or not those type of decisions are coming in the future or not.
Things, as we mentioned, are happening very fast. Do you have a timeline? Is there a cutoff date where you have to make a decision one way or the other on the fall? Or is it just developing so quickly that it literally is every day a new day?
Yeah, it really is the latter of what you said. Every day really is a new day. And what I'll tell you is a phrase I just used a few minutes ago. It's really a totality of the circumstances analysis on a daily basis. So when you're doing that kind of an analysis to a situation, it's very difficult to pinpoint an exact day or period of time where by which you have to make a decision. Now, certainly, some of the Autonomy 5 conferences, the ACC, the SEC, they've been a little bit more public in coming out that some of their target timelines seem to be towards the end of July. And it's hard to believe right now the end of July is really only 16 days from now. That's we've been talking about this for 4 months, and we've all kind of, I think, known that July is going to be a crucial period of time, and it's hard to believe we're already in the middle of July right now.
Well, it's interesting times indeed. Joe, we appreciate you making time for us. Always enjoy talking to you when we run into you either at Maine or on the road, and we wish you well and much success and wisdom in making these decisions going forward.
Well, Rich, it's a pleasure to be with you, and certainly all you do for Maine Athletics and specifically in our world for the Maine football program is greatly appreciated. And it's always a pleasure to be on with you. So thank you, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, Joe. That's Joe D'Antonio, Commissioner of the CAA here on Downtown.